Hey Enrique, are you at the hotel group?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. You
are.
Thank you.
Hey, are you one of the lucky ones?
Everybody made it over. All 15 members of the family. I thought you were locking down on what they call that. Self quarantine. I hadn't seen you for a while.
But I'm glad for you.
Most of the time I am, but I come out just
at night.
Before it's dusk,
What's happening down here, sir?
The same old, same old. Looks good so far.
Have you spent much of the day here at the clock?
Since about 1 o'clock.
And what? I see a group of about, I guess it's, well, it's less now, but 20 or 30 people at least.
Yeah, there was more a little while ago. But we're trying to have safe, what do they call that? Something distance?
Safe distance.
Or social distance.
Social distance.
Yeah, that's politically correct, huh?
Politically correct.
Yeah, so far so good.
What is it like in Louisiana?
They're not killing us yet. We're still on this side of the ground.
Any hassles from police or
no?
Rangers?
No, they've been pretty nice. Yeah, been pretty
except
nice.
Unless you were camped over across the street.
No, I'm not sure what was going on. Were you over there?
I saw the videos of it, and I interviewed some of the people before it happened. But they forced everybody out of there.
Oh yeah. At least they got motels out of the deal, huh?
Eventually they did, some of them anyway.
Yeah.
But you were safest.
All right, stay safe.
We've been talking with.
Stay safe, Eagle.
Of course. Thank you, Eagle.
I want to be thankful for Food Not Bombs.
I'm glad it's here.
Food Not Bombs. They're the Messiah.
Well, they're doing something while almost everybody else is not.
Yeah. I'm real thankful for them.
Yeah. And I see you're about to have some of their food, man.
Yeah.
Any other services open that you know of?
I'm just trying to be quiet and not get in trouble.
You're here. Thank you, artist man. Talk to Enrique, who I spoke with very briefly, a few minutes ago, who says he's at, and I believe he's at the Santa Cruz Motel, because that's where the Lot 17 people were sent. Enrique, a quick update on how things are at the motel.
I think it's very honest that they did something for us homeless people. You know, to give us a stay at a motel room, but I feel that what they did was injustice, because not everybody had a shot at they would have with bombs. You know, they just gave it to the people hanging around the library. I mean, we were making
the
post office. We were making a stand. Stand of being homeless, and you know, but you see how we cleaned up, we took care of the place. But what really came down was that we're the only 15 people went. We were signed up. See, they came to us to sign up, but they took half my stuff and took it away. I lost a lot of belongings. And then,
what, for example, did you lose?
I lost all my food. I lost my lights. And I lost most of my gear. And then I came back, and a friend. Driving the truck, looking at new county people, just knowing people in town, you know, helping the city help themselves, and me helping the city makes me feel good. But he gave me all my stuff back, you know, but not all of it. He said, get what you can, they're down the street. And I pulled out my clothes, my dirty clothes, and to get them washed. I got a little bit back, but I lost a lot, you know. I only got one pair of shoes now. I got all my shoes. And to make a long story short, there was a bike sitting there, and I couldn't take it, you know. They thought it was my bike. And what it was is that if my friend brought it over there, my friend brought it over to the Stalag 17.
And that was the place you were at before.
Yeah, just a minute ago, yeah. But they couldn't provide Stalag 17, because they gave us bathrooms, but they needed they couldn't provide to make a food come over. If it wasn't for bombs there, it was going down under too. So they shut it down, but you know, that money you were talking about, you know, bombs helping up the people, you know.
Not bombs?
Yeah, but it was like people here would have an opportunity to get in there. Yeah. Only anybody had an opportunity to get in there was the people around the, there was 15 of us around there, you know, so yeah, all 15 of
them. What happened to Cooper and Russell, you know?
They're still here. They didn't want to go. There's Pastor right there. They're right there. See them?
There's, yeah, right,
they,
you are.
They didn't want to go because, you know.
I haven't seen them.
You know, it was,
I don't see their tents set up anywhere. I guess they fenced off.
They're set up somewhere else, but see, going there was, you know, was like, you know, it wasn't right. Everybody should have had a shot, like bombs. All anybody, should have, not just us, but they gave it to us just to get us off that.
Yeah,
off that
I think bomb. That's true. Yeah. What's your accommodation like at the motel? Is it you only in one room or a couple of you in a room?
No, I'm in my own room. It's and I think it was $100 a night, and it goes for like seven nights. So it's going to cost the people of Santa Cruz. It ain't cost the people of Santa Cruz. It's cost the city of United States, you know, because it's all coming through grants and all things through there. You know, what's paying for it, you know. You know, Santa Cruz need a loan. They give them a loan like 30.
Is anybody in your group sick or not?
Nobody's sick. We're all healthy. We're even healthier.
I knew Robert was initially the first guy taken to a motel.
Yeah, well, you know, did you know... Robert looks pretty good now. You know,
he's doing okay.
Yeah. Then you got shaking. What's his name? Plays guitar, harmonica, tall.
Musical Mike.
No. I'm lost for lane, so I'm so ecstatic that I'm living in a place by myself.
You can actually take a shower.
I take all. I'm doing what I can. I keep my room clean, but it's like this. I'm way in the back, and everybody has their own spot, and, you know, and I can't. They tell me I can't have no guests over, especially with the Corona thing going on. You know, just, you know, make your stay and get in and get out. If you have any company, we're obviously getting kicked out. Or not kicked out. Maybe severely.
So unlike other people in the motel, you can't have a guest.
No, I can't have a guest there, but I we can all visit each other. Hey, brother.
And we've been talking with?
Enrique Oriarty.
Anything you want to add, Enrique?
Yeah, Runner Water loves Santa Cruz, and I hope Santa Cruz can love me too.
Thank you, man.
My name is Richard Adams, and we're here at Food Not Bombs on a Sunday evening. I'm personally just walking around picking up trash and enjoying this warm dinner that we have, and... enjoying a good time, having fun watching the people, watching us.
And you have a smile on your face.
Yes, I do. It's a beautiful time. There's some beautiful homeless people here. Well, we have a few bad apples in the barrel, but...
People are just under a lot of pressure, I think, too.
Yes, we are. Yeah, we are. So, kind of like, nowhere to go, where do you want us to go?
Somewhere else.
No, we can't do that. We're going to stand right here on the sidewalk on our feet, and here we are.
And we've been talking with?
Richard Adams, Santa Cruz, California. Food Not Bombs, Sunday afternoon.
Thanks, Richard.
You're welcome.
This is Cooper.
I got
Cooper. What happened to your tent? First it was across there, then it was over there, then it was over there. What do you got, the moving tent?
I told them we were legal to be there on that sidewalk.
I saw the video.
Right.
Many videos.
They had, they ordered us to move it. Russ was told to, if you don't move it, you'll go to jail, and or they would confiscate our whole tent and everything, and they brought in
that.
A backhoe.
I saw that thing happening. Was that a bluff by Carter Jones or not?
Well, they brought in the backhoe, and they were fully willing to at least confiscate and take our tent and all the belongings, and they took our wood pallet. We were raised up off the ground and had built a wood pallet, and they took that. They said, you can't have that. So then they left, and
they own all the wood pallets in town? Is that what...
Russell's backs are really hurting. We didn't move any further than just to the Bank of the West. The next morning, Russell ended up in the emergency room. He has some crushed disc or something in his back. 30 cops stood there and watched and refused when Russell said, can one of you please help me to lift? Now, they ordered him to lift and move that. When we were legal to be there, and he got a big back injury from that, and he's in a lot of pain, and it can't move more than anything, his mobility, and he can't lift anything. So he was released with orders that he can't lift anymore. So we're stuck now in front of the Bank of the West.
I don't see it. Oh, those are your tents over there.
Right there. I see.
And the fence that they did put around the post office blocked off all the meters, the garbage can, and the payphone, and all the foot traffic. It completely impeded all foot traffic. Yes, post office customers have to walk in the street.
I don't see any wash stations or porta potties around here.
No, they brought them in for the workers. That day that the workers came and put up the fence, they brought in porta potties for the workers and then took them back when they left.
Well, you can't be too careful about your porta potties, you know.
But on a good note, on a really, really good note, all of our crew that were with us over there were all put into a hotel. They all, first they were told to go to the Lot 17, which was another dirt, be on the dirt, you know, in camping situation when they're
cement,
camping.
But it was, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're still, and you're down in
on
a pit.
On the ground.
That's not what we're doing. And
behind a fence.
They went in, and then now the fence is down, and all those people are in a hotel. And I
for
am
a week.
So happy. And
for
they're grateful.
Week, we're still on the corner.
And I think it'll be extended and extended and extended. Yeah. And they have over, I guess, 2,000 rooms that they're going to open up for the crew out here. So whoever...
how do you, this isn't more fairy tales from Susie O'Hara, is it?
No, this is really happening.
How do you know that?
Well, it's like a little bird told me. And I guess... I'm not sure what hotel
is this. Tweety or is this...
No, I mean, something really happened on Sunday. Because they took our
this
stuff.
This is Sunday today.
Yeah.
I mean, something really happened. What was it, Friday, when they took all our stuff and did that? Because they came, they said they were coming back the next day to shut out Food Not Bombs with another fence, and they never showed up.
Over there, and they never showed up.
And at that same time, the people were rapidly moved from that camp into hotel rooms. And I don't think it was just that they had a sudden burst of compassion. I think they were told, no more embezzling the money. This money is to go to the people. Because what they've been doing is putting the people real cheap in a little cheap area. And people have been so beat down and so oppressed that they're just grateful for anything. And they know that. And they play on that. And they've taken the millions for their pockets and left the people still homeless. Through all these millions that Santa Cruz has received, the same crew of people are still homeless. And they were going to try it again with that Lot 17. And something happened and put a stop to that. And people are going indoors. And in their own space. No more crowding all these people together.
For 1 week.
Well, we never know what happens at the end of that week.
You're an optimist, to say the least.
I know. We have some.
Well, I remember your optimism that you wouldn't be moved from here, and I see you have been moved.
Well, I may be the Wicked Witch of the West. It depends on who you ask. And I'm in front of Bank of the West. So it could have, like, a dual meaning. A Bank of the West, Witch of the West. I don't know. It's just a job.
And we've been talking to the Wicked Witch, also known as...
Cooper.
Thanks, Cooper. Russell, anything you want to add to this tale of woe and terror from...
Yeah,
it's a beautiful Sunday, and I got my back all torn up, moving.
Well, you could thank Carter Jones for that, can't you?
Yeah.
Was he around when that happened?
Yeah,
he was around when I had to move all this stuff. Yeah.
So, I understand you first moved to that circle, and then they were forced to move across the street, is that right?
Yeah.
How long were you allowed to stay in the circle thereafter?
Oh, less than 3 minutes, and they told us to move out the corner.
And then we went down in front of the vet's hall sidewalk. Yeah. We went in front of the vet's hall sidewalk, and he said, "You are not allowed to be on this sidewalk." He said he has jurisdiction. The man, David,
told you this.
David that works at the VA, I guess he's at the vet's hall. I guess he's a little manager or whatever. He said that he has the permission granted by his superior to let nobody be there on the sidewalk. So then we again...
He doesn't control the sidewalk.
Then we again moved our stuff and because we know we're legal to be on the sidewalk. Now, Bank of the West came out and said, "You can't be here." But he was in the hospital already with a back injury. So we're done.
Bird seemed out. I'm not supposed to lift nothing. So this time, when they come, they're going to either take me to jail or they move it for me.
Right on.
And we're not breaking any laws. And unfortunately, they are. So I hope that they... communicate with each other.
Ain't it the truth?
I hope and please
we've already
that they were moving for me.
We've already had police come today.
I hope and please that they were moving for me because I can't.
Well, or just leave you alone, for God's sake.
Yeah, because we have police come today say, well, if the bank complains, then you have to move or we'll take you to jail. And that was, again, the threat today. If you, again, right, if the bank complains now, we're going to take you to jail if you don't move. And then both of us are injured.
We'll sue them, too.
So it's a setup, I guess, they're trying to...
Well, I'm complaining about the police, and I want to take them to jail. But
well, that's the thing. If they would have left us right there, we weren't in front of any business. We were on the side. And everybody else had already moved. It was not... It would have been just fine to leave us there. We were legal to be there. So now we're over here on blast in front of a business.
Behind
that's not
fence.
Our choice.
Behind a fence.
I mean, we had common sense.
They can't even see us behind the fence.
Yeah, I didn't see you when I looked over.
Whenever we've stayed there before, been moved off here for the...
Nuisance.
We moved back out of courtesy for the bank so that they didn't have to have their customers walk past the camp and everything. We moved back to this other area by the post office out of courtesy. And the city... pushed us back in front of the Bank of the West.
Now, nobody has joined you, I noticed.
We've had a few that don't have tents that have slept by us at night.
Do you anticipate this will grow again?
I mean, no. They need to put people, get them in indoors.
Of course.
We have all these empty hotel rooms. We have empty housing, empty homes.
But until they do, either unless people take over those empty hotel rooms and houses or the city suddenly develops a heart, good luck with that.
No, I think they're in trouble. There's always somebody above you. Even when these guys think they're
oh, there's
scam.
Trump at the top. I'm sure he's a sweetie.
Even though these guys thought their scam was a go, eventually, like any other criminal, they get caught. They get sloppy, and they get caught. And I think we're about to embark on that in the next 2 days. And some news is going to hit. And it's it's going to be a love
The National Guard has been called. You know, you've heard about that.
And that's why I know. I think our police department's about to shut down in the next 2 days here
unless
in Santa Cruz.
The National Guard joins the police department and does what they're doing.
You know what? Some of our police will help us, and they'll help us for free. It's going to be love and hate.
We'll see. And we've been
love
talking with.
This is Cooper.
And also
Russell.
Thanks, Russell. Anything you want to say?
Yeah, Mitch Taylor.
Hey, man.
This is quite. An experience, what we're going through here.
What have you experienced?
Well, just a lot of social distancing.
That's what I'm doing.
And it just kind of makes me think that we're in a state of reformation.
You mean social distancing or physical distancing? What do you mean?
Well, it's kind of like the same concept. I mean, it's like everybody...
Social distancing means I don't want anything to do with you. Physical distancing means I like you, but I'm over here 6 feet away because I'm afraid of this fucking virus.
Well, the virus is kind of like a psychological trick. Maybe you want to call it a psychological trick.
A hoax, perhaps?
Well,
an excuse?
I mean,
a pretext?
It's I guess, what you would call a half-truth. The coronavirus disease is like a half-truth. And the underlying current has yet to be identified. Who knows what's going on with Russia? So on our side, we have the coronavirus disease. And on that side, we have what's behind the Iron Curtain.
Well, it's more of a Putin curtain, or maybe it's a capitalist curtain, because...
Gentlemen, do I need to remind you this is neutral territory? Handle your shit elsewhere.
I will handle my shit right here.
I'm going to talk to you.
And there seems to be occasionally different disputes breaking out. We've been talking with...
Well, sure. I mean, everybody's pretty testy these days.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, we're trying to get some reformation going. I guess the good news, people are coming through with hotel rooms.
Or a few.
At least trying to make an effort. People trying to contribute what they can.
They're fucking embarrassed. The city is.
Well, I mean, this kind of, just identifies who's who and what's needed.
And we've been talking with?
Mitch Taylor.
Thank you, Mitch. Think a day that you want to pass on?
No, not really. People are just getting stressed out. And there's like arguments, fights.
At least no one is screaming 24/7 at the moment.
Yeah. Well,
but that may come later.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. It's kind of worrying that people are getting like this, but I understand that people need to stop listening to rumors and stuff is what they need to stop doing.
Speaking of which, any rumors about what the city is doing?
No, I don't know. Keith is the one that knows about that stuff.
He made himself scarce. I haven't seen him. He took off in a van.
Yeah,
I thought he was going down to over by the basketball arena, but I'm not sure where he went now.
I better go try to track him down. Okay. We've been talking with...
What's that?
Your name again.
Oh, Britt.
Thanks. He's laid out her sleeping bag. Another person is lying down, taking a rest. And I'm taking
what
off.
Where are you from?
Take care, Laura.
Just so I can tell her.
This church person with a face mask. Very few have been wearing face masks. Has arrived. I have not been wearing a face mask. The last time I was here, I did at the request of my colleague, but not at the moment. The man who's taking some food, I guess, to folks on the bridge.
Me and the missus.
And your tent is on the Water Street Bridge.
Yeah. It's about the only place they haven't kicked us off or out yet. We were at Emmeline for about 8 months, and then over by the tannery and the dog park for a couple months. But you start cleaning, and they still kick you off. I mean, it doesn't matter if you keep it clean or if you keep it dirty. They're just going to make you move.
And give me the details about why in each location they claimed they wanted you to leave.
There is no real point. Basically, people complain because they see a homeless person going down in the woods, and then there's a tent put up, and they don't want it around. I mean, it's crazy. Like, if you keep the spot clean, and they still kick you out and make you lose stuff and come throw your shit away. It's mind-boggling.
How long you been on the bridge?
For about a month now.
It's a really visible location.
Yeah, it's really visible. I mean, the police and chief said out of sight, out of mind, but when you're out of sight, out of mind, they still hire their own private contractors to come clean you out. Or, I mean, that's not out of sight and out of mind. We're right in plain view. But they still move us, push us, and make us lose stuff.
When's the last time the police told you better move or else?
Let's see, right before I got here, about 3-4 weeks ago.
So they've left you alone here?
Yeah.
What do you attribute this to?
I guess they're busy trying to get all the fencing, and they don't have... I mean, the missus said when they were moving them over there at the post office, the bridge is next. It's like they play ping pong with us. They just hit us and let us go. And
you like to think of it as billiards.
Billiards, yeah. Or bowling with 1,000 pins.
And we've been talking with?
Jason.
Thanks, Jason. This should be on the net, freakradio.org, probably on Thursday.
God bless.
The Food Not Bombs van, sir. I see you've been driving this van around. What are you doing here?
We're like cleaning up the area a little bit so that in the middle of the night when the guys with the machetes and shit come here to fuck with people, there is less energy. So that's what we're trying to do right now.
Now, was there a machete ban last night?
Yeah, we've had a few attacks here by people with machetes. We have no guns. No one's used guns yet, but knives and machetes. Yeah.
And how many machete people? Were you actually present when this happened?
No, I get everybody here that was here last night all talked about it. Yeah. And it's happened a few times. I mean,
what report did you get? How many people were involved?
At least one person with a machete fought two other people, one with a knife. And
it wasn't Travis, the Food Not Bombs worker, with a machete.
He was defending the place with a knife against a guy with a machete.
It hardly seems fair.
That's the way they do it. Yeah.
So, is this one of your troops who's just arrived?
Yep, that's George. He's one of our troops.
Did you bring a machine gun, George?
I don't have any guns.
Well, get to it, man.
I mean, I believe in the Second Amendment, but I personally don't own any guns.
Yeah, it was abolished, I heard. They're trying to abolish all the amendments in the Constitution.
Now, I understand the National Guard has been authorized to help distribute food. Is that correct?
Yeah, apparently. I haven't seen any. I'm probably going to feed the National Guard like I did the last fucking 3 emergencies.
Now, let's not be negative, Keith. Anything else from happening, you know, at the managerial level? I hear that you and Bernard Klistner, Martin Bernal, that's his name. We're seen having a candlelight dinner together. Is this true?
That's absolutely not true. In fact, The last city official ran away like a rat from Lot 17.
Surely you're not referring to Mayor Justin Cumming.
Yep, he saw me come in with a truck with a bunch of stuff and ready to feed Lot 17, and I did. And
he didn't stay for the meal.
He raced away.
Well, perhaps he had urgent business elsewhere.
Apparently so. Anything but talking to me, that's for sure.
And have you been over to the motel and seen, talk to any of the people at the accommodation?
We've been taking food to them, but I myself have not been there, but Alicia's been there. She's been going there with food. So, and then a bunch of them came over here to eat today. Wow.
I saw Enrique. He did show up.
Yeah, and what's his name? Dreamcatcher. And Chief has been here a couple of times. I don't know if Chief's in the hotels. Well, because I'm trying to get a hold of him. I mean, he was, like, getting in the truck, and so I was...
I'm the key man in this I'm whole kidding. Situation.
You can park wherever you
want. Yeah, no, I'm going to go around the corner in a second.
Yeah, right, because Tom, I was about to go, and then Tom said you were coming back to get the food.
Recording this.
Yeah, and the tables, and then it will be less energy for the vandals when they come in at night, you know.
Do we have somebody that's sleeping here tonight?
Yeah, we have both George and Vicky are staying here. And then I've got a couple of other people. We're working on getting some younger people over here as well.
Okay.
So
Elizabeth wanted to know about tomorrow morning.
So I haven't talked to Kevin yet, but I'm thinking Kevin hopefully will come with coffee. He's been coming at 7. So hopefully that'll all happen.
Huff is funding the coffee, by the way.
Who?
Huff.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, well, it was nothing.
Do we want to tell Elizabeth a particular time that she should...
She should come, I think around 10 o'clock would probably be fine. Because I think Kevin can just handle everything. And I'm going to give the cups to Kevin with his, with Robert's... whatever it's called. Can't remember the names of words now. But you know the thing that the coffee goes in.
The coffee container, the canister.
Canister, yeah. So anyway, so that would be, we'll do that. I'll try to drop that off on my way back home tonight.
Okay, well, I'll just get it back over there and continue packing up.
Yeah, the main thing is to get as few yellow crates full of stuff as humanly possible.
Okay,
great.
That was a little bit of the organizational chatter about how to keep this thing going through Sunday night into Monday. We've been talking with...
Keith McHenry with Food Up Bombs and the Santa Cruz Homeless Union.